position, I feel like I can pretty much play anything they ask me to do. I'm pretty versatile, you know. So, you know, they asked me what would I prefer, and I told them just whatever, and I would get the job done and do it at a high level and be productive. So.
Last year you played a lot of that kind of stand-up end anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah,
basically. So I got a little experience with that. You know, I'm pretty raw off the edge. So like I said, I'm all ears for learning, and you know, I want to get better at that too. So.
Are you happy that you came back for your senior year?
Absolutely. You know, without a doubt, I don't have no regrets. You know, I came back for one reason only, and that's to, you know, have the opportunity to win 3 national championships outright in the toughest conference. It didn't happen, you know, that was hard for me to overcome, but it comes with the game, you know, wins and losses. But I feel like if you play that game on any other day, you know, it'll be a different story. So they was the better team that day.
NFL been asking a lot about the eye guarding thing.
Yeah, they have.
How do you play it?
Well, you know, I just told them, you know, SEC, Georgia, Florida, it's a big rivalry game, you know, it was a lot of emotion going on. And I just felt like, you know, if you go back and look at that film, it was both sides. It was taking shots at each other. And, you know, it just happened. But, you know, I just explained to him that I suspended myself because, you know, as a younger player, I used to try to, you know, watch older guys, and I kind of molded my game after guys like LT and Dick Buck, because obviously we know they play at a high level, and they, you know, they're real emotional players, and you can see it play with a lot of passion. So I didn't want the younger guys that watch me, you know, follow me and think that's what I'm about and that's what the game about. So. It's kind of why I just suspended myself.
Yeah.
At first, I think I had like have a game, so I just went on and took the full game.
A lot of people speculated that was Florida doing it, but definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I ain't want the younger kids to, you know, feel like that's what the game was about or what I was about. So.
How did the Buckus thing start after your fascination?
Man, it's crazy, but you know, when I was younger, I had the opportunity to just sit in the house. A lot of times the legends would come on channel, like Hall of Famers and stuff like that. And I paid attention to it, you know, because in elementary, I ran into the linebacker line. I had the opportunity to run to the quarterback line, the running back line. And I went to this line and I started watching all the linebackers. So I wanted to see what they do, what they was about. And I seen this guy named Dick Buckus. So I seen the way he played. His teammates loved him. You know, you could tell he played. He loved the game. He loved what he was doing. So I said, you know what? Him and LT, I said, I'm going to try to mold my game just like that. So that's pretty much how it came along.
How old do you think you were when you
got to get it? Man. 7, 6 or 7.
And along the way, have you got going?
Never met him. Never.
I would.
You know, I don't know. I never thought about that. You know, I would, you know, ask him everything. You know, what all you put into the game, and how did you prepare for it? So things like that, all the smaller things, detailed things like that.
And LT, if you became.
Oh, same way. You know, he was relentless. You know, so I respect that about his game. A great player.
That intensity.
Yeah, the passion, the love, you can just see it's written all over them. You know, once they come out, in between those lines, when the ball is snapped, they're going to give it all, the whole full court.
Do you understand when you hear about some guys here who don't have that motor, do you understand taking away the?
I really can't, you know, and it's tragic. It's tragic, like, you know, because you never know whenever, you know, that's your last play. So, you know, I don't take it for granted. You know, I feel like, you know, God blessed us. So how could you cheat the game? And the game has been so good to me. You know what I'm saying? It brought a lot of things in my life, a lot of people in my life, and I can't cheat it. I've tried. It's just something in me that it just won't happen. So.
Brandon, as a leader on this team, how did you keep everybody hungry for such a long winning streak?
Well, you know, that's one of the, you know, we had a lot of older players, a lot of invested guys, you know, a lot of proven guys. So I knew coming back that I wouldn't have to push a lot of people, but like the younger guys is coming in. But, you know, with complacency, it was kind of easy because, you know, we wanted to do something that no other team ever did in the toughest conference. So, you know, our coaches did a great job of keeping us motivated, and I did too. You know, it was easy. You know, you want to be remembered forever on that level. And like I said, in the toughest conference, you know, it was kind of easy. We did it, you know, we had a lot of adversity. We overcame that. But like I say, if I could do it all again, I'll try it again and we can play that game another day. And I think it'll be a different outcome.
How much pride do you take back to your 2-time captain of school?
Well, as a younger player, you know, I noticed something younger just coming into Florida. You know, a lot of guys, they just kind of, they kind of flocked, you know, just kind of flocked after me and just came at me and looked at me as inspiration, looked at me as that guy to keep everybody going. You know, I would come to practice every day with a lot of energy. And, you know, if I didn't, we would have a bad practice. If I didn't show up on game day, you know, our chances of winning would be slim. So I knew it was a lot to have to do with me. So I just wanted to keep that going, you know, let guys know, you know, as far as I'm your brother, you know, I'm here to go to war with you. I'm going to kick, scratch, and fight with you. And they respected that. They knew I love the game. And when I play, I do it at a high level, and I do it with a lot of passion. I don't shortchange myself, and I respect this game, and I love it. So.
Were you surprised as a junior to be voted captain? I mean, were you surprised to be voted captain as a junior?
No, not at all. I mean, like I said, ever since I was 6 or 7, it's just something that I believe is a blessing from God. Just people just flock to me. You know, a lot of times, I didn't think it would happen on that level because, you know, we all grown men. I think guys will, you know, go their own direction. But, you know, it was kind of, you know, it wasn't my decision. It was just kind of right there in my lap. And I had an opportunity. I could have destroyed the team. I could have did it the right way. So I think, you know, we had a great deal of success. So
how do you explain the 4 interceptions for touchdowns?
Well, I have to say, you know, a lot of times, just far as preparation, I know what a lot of times when the team come out in the formation, it's like, you know, that I know pretty much what they're going to do and when they're going to do, and I'm ready to respond and I react on the ball. You know, I kind of know what's going on. So I just made a play on the ball and I had a chance to return it, and I did it. So obviously y'all seen what I did with the first one. You know, coach kind of got mad at me. He couldn't tell me to act like I've been there because I never been there. So it was just an emotional decision. So. I have.
Can you imagine being alongside Channing? What would that be like?
It would be great. You know, me and him got a great deal of relationship with him playing at Florida. But, you know, just to be a part of that and be a part of Coach Parcells, man, and I know he coached LT, him had a great relationship, a close relationship. And I would like to, you know, carry that on, you know, be a part of that and let him teach me the ropes, let him coach me hands-on. You know, I'm a old school kind of guy. You know, I like when a coach get at me, get in my grill and correct me. So I know he all about that. So I respect the guy that coach like that.
Hey, Brandon, do you have a touchdown celebration in mind?
I got some things, you know, in mind, but I'm going to keep that on the low right now. So, and I ain't got to worry about a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah.
Nah, no. I'm pretty creative. I got some stuff for you, though. Well, no, I haven't like that. You know, I see him around the facility. You know, Coach Meyer, he kind of try to run his program the same way, you know, the same approach. So nothing in particular. Like, you know, I see him, you know, but that's about it. So.
You sound like you want to go play Alabama.
I don't regret none of that. It happened. You got to get over that. You know, with me, you know, it's hard. I still got it on my chest because I came back to school for that reason, to do that, to beat Alabama and go do something nobody ever done. But, you know, like I said, there was a great team. They was the best team on that day. And, you know, me personally, the reason why I probably keep saying it is because, you know, I like to win, but I hate to lose. You know, I don't take that too well. So, you know, I guess it's from all the success I had in my career as far as high school and on the collegiate level. So. It wasn't hard at all. I know, you know, at first I was leaning to come out, but when I looked at all this on the table and all the relationships I had, you know, gained with all my teammates, my 06 class, Tim Tebow, and, you know, we was all, it was like a little brotherhood, you know, we was just happy. Gainesville, we won a lot of ball games, and like I said, we was all trying to achieve something nobody ever on this level at the time had done, so.
What's your major at here? My
major? I think it was 6'2 and 7'8 and 249, stuff like that. I think 34, something like that. A Terry Watson. He did.
You gotta beat that.
Yeah, hopefully.
You say your agent's Terry Watson?
Yeah.
Is he with a big company?
No, not at all. He's a smaller guy, but, you know, I kind of went with him because he's, you know, me and him through the process, we gained a great relationship with each other. You know, coming from two walks of life, you know, we kind of hit it off. And, you know, I'm a real kind of family oriented guy, and he's real, you know, great with his family, and I'm about that. So.
Does he have any other players in this draft?
He do. He signed Brandon James also, a specialist.